pot full of fluff.
You gotta give him hope.
One day you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. Yes, yes, yes. It is the Pride, official Pride week / time in Vancouver. We're all ready for it. Let's do this. I was actually just a part of March on Pride, which happened on Saturday. Lots of fun. An event curated by Black Lives Matter. Now, this event is also a protest on Pride, Pride in Vancouver specifically, and Pride in general, bringing awareness to, you know, black and brown bodies in and around the Pride time. And we gathered at Emery Barnes Park on Saturday and then marched down Davie Street to Alexandria Park, just near Sunset Beach. And we had a great turnout. There's lots of wonderful speakers and performers as well. So shout out to everyone who came out on Saturday. We also had some great weather, which was cool. Oh man, so great to have good weather when you do get it, because Vancouver is so known for not having the greatest weather. But so my weekend consisted of I was working there. So what I did was I was the sound person. I made sure that all of the speakers were heard nice and loudly. And it was a good time. I was happy to be a part of everything and help bring light to such a great cause and great event. You know, so much has been happening with Pride in Vancouver. Things have been changing too, which I think is really cool. And we'll see what happens in what year is next? 2020. So we're looking for what's up next there. There we go. Now, oh yeah, and what else did I do? Friday? Oh, Friday was rent check for me. So Friday I was super, super busy. And I know there was a lot of other stuff going on in the city. I just couldn't keep up. The Pride premiere happened at the art gallery. Shout out to those guys for putting all that together. Some silent disco stuff was going on, and you name it, it was happening. Downtown Vancouver was hopping. I saw all the decorations and stuff online later, and I really was envious. I wish I could have been down there. Now, we've got a great show for you this week. Tuesday. Beautiful Tuesdays. I'm gonna call them that now. And we will get into some new music. Like I've been saying, I've been following some great bands from Vancouver, especially from Toronto. Some of my favorite stuff. And I don't even know if I talked about my trip to Montreal. I think this will be the first. Is this the first show since I've been back? Gotta check a calendar. But yeah. Just got back from Montreal, and I sat in on a couple radio shows over there and just told them how we do it in Vancouver. So, just spreading the word of Queer FM and also the other things that I do in the city, which is awesome. Over in Montreal, they have a lot of groups that are gathering and starting to work together on projects, too, so I was really interested to hear about what they have and what's happening and how I can tap into that over and share some of the Vancouver info with the masses. So, I got some Jennifer Loyola. Got a song called Love You All of My Days. I'm 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM, and I'm DJ Denise. Here we go. We'll get right into it. Nice, a beautiful morning.
You undress me with such perfection, but I never forget to observe. You evoke a kind of silence, oh, that's more comfortable than words. Didn't see this coming at all. You tore me down like a cannonball. I guess it's true what they say, I'm gonna love you all of my days. See this coming at all. You tore me down like a cannonball. I guess it's true what they say, I'm gonna love you all of my days.
An evolution, shifting up positions, not asking for permissions, firm in this wisdom, foothold in a galaxy, challenging these systems, shouting revolution, oh wow, breaking these traditions, constant evolution, is a shifting up positions. cause I'm not asking for permission. Firm in this wisdom, foothold in the galaxy, challenging these systems. Vibrate through reality, light code, the alchemy, dimensional formality. Run force to help to be interactivated into our intuition. Inner captivated, time tuned to this position. Into actuated hours, into all these missions. And to activate the stars that ascend to all this fission. Shout a revolution, breaking these traditions. Constant evolution, shifting up positions. Not asking for permissions, firm in this wisdom. Foothold in the galaxy, challenging these systems. Shouting revolution, oh wow, breaking these traditions. Constant evolution is a shifting of position.
What is a witch? Cast a spell on him. Journey through the glitch. Tick-tock, magic carpet floating through time. Magnify the matrix. Balance for the level. She, devil, she, angel, she, omni, he, she, they. How you look at it? How you look at it? Eyes wise, for it's mine. Elder is a child on the front line. Signs traced to face duality of rhyme. Humility and shine. Got skills from crimes committed against the system. I've been fighting ever since you was a kid. And they called you savage. Now we kick him spit. Traditions obedient to cosmic. Say it cause you mean it. Dance cause you mean it. Sign up on the statements, resculpt the landscape, homie, redesign it, till I hear my sis say, focus on your target, cops up with the scars lit, killing them with softness, finger to the markers, back of the cardinal, bargain, just acknowledge stars, or take your own medicine, it will go far for healing, radical existence, energy we swim in, salmon by the banca, she scream Akibaka, march like the water, told me how to scheme on, and with their own language, mother tongue took the last flight, from Manila to Coast Salish, I'm a baby roaring, I'm a bitch burning, what's a witch learning, universe teach me, teach us how to weep free, weep free. Universe teach me, teach us how to weep free, weep free.
Galaxy challenging these systems.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydrasiyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthaskakhliya, Talitin, Homusqueam, Mustail.
Yes, yes, 101.9 FM CITR, this is Queer FM, and I'm DJ Denise. Wee! Oh, I love that. You heard some Kim Mortal right there with Oz 12. The track is called... Let me get right back to... it's the album off of X Marks the Swirl, and Activation is the name of that track. And before that was Jennifer Loyola with You All of My Days. Love You All of My Days. Let me get all of that correct. Wow, some cool Canadian content for you. I love when I get that good stuff in. Ooh, all those pride marches around the world and the U.S. are happening. I feel like Vancouver's like one of the last areas of town or around the world to host a pride. We have, I guess I'd say, one of the biggest ones. In, well, I'd say North America, I'd say just Canada. People fly in from everywhere to check us out, see what we got going on. And that's always good and fun. But there's definitely always room for bigger and better. I'm just looking at, what is this, Pink News, and Justin Trudeau makes a historic visit to a Canadian gay bar. This is dated July 30th, 2019. And it says that Justin Trudeau has made history by becoming the first Canadian head of government to make an official visit to a gay bar. The Canadian Prime Minister dropped into the Fountainhead Pub in Vancouver yesterday evening to mark the beginning of Pride Week in the city. City News is reporting. In video footage circulating online, Trudeau can be seen walking to the outside seating area of the gay bar to a startled crowd who gave him a round of applause. He then moved through the crowd, shaking hands and taking photos with the bar customers. Justin Trudeau spent 15 minutes in the gay bar In another video, Trudeau can be seen walking around the bar's interior and shaking hands and taking photos with customers. He reportedly spent 15 minutes in total in the bar. News director of News 1130, Charmaine De Silva, tweeted, "People generally happy to see at Justin Trudeau as he visited the Fountainhead in the heart of Vancouver's gay village." Trudeau shared a photo on his official Twitter account of the visit and wrote, "Vancouver is gearing up for hashtag Pride Weekend right now." Ooh, isn't that nice? "But the spirit of pride and inclusivity is strong here all year long. Thanks to the folks at Fountainhead Van for the warm welcome today." Trudeau has become well known for his vocal support of the LGBT plus community. This is not the first time Trudeau has made waves in the LGBT community. Last summer, he marched in Montreal Pride alongside his wife Sophie Grignot Trudeau and Queer Eye's Antonio Pawski. He has been vocal in his support for the LGBT rights since becoming Prime Minister in 2015. In 2016, he became the first Canadian head of government to take part in Toronto's annual Pride Parade. In recent years, he has attended Pride events in Halifax and Vancouver and raised the Pride flag above Parliament Hill. In 2017, he offered an apology on Parliament to Canada's LGBT plus community for a campaign by previous governments to rid the military and public service of queer people. "This is the devastating story of people who were branded criminals by the government, people who lost their livelihoods, and in some cases, their lives," he said at the time. "There aren't distant practices of government long forgotten. This happens systematically in Canada, with a timeline more recent than any of us would like to admit." Ooh. Well, Justin, look at that. It's good to be vocal. Gonna take some actions too on top of that. So that's good. You can check that article out. I'm looking at Pink News. It's dated July 30th, and then the heading says Justin Trudeau makes historic visit to Canadian gay bar. Yay, Fountainhead. I was actually supposed to go out last night. I'm upset at my friend. I got, what do you call it when your friend calls you earlier in the day and says, "Yeah, let's go out to," first she said, "let's go out to lunch." Then she said, "I'm too tired and grumpy. Let's go out to dinner." And then dinner rolls around and I heard nothing. What do you think about that? Yeah, I was not too pleased. I would have probably been at the Fountainhead if my plans would have gone through. Okay, moving on. No more rants for DJ Denise. I'm looking at LGBT Nation as well. And there's so many little articles about Lil Nas X. This one, I don't know if this is like the best, but I know that this Old Town Road song has really hit the charts running, and everybody loves it. And recently, Lil Nas X came out, and I think a Twitter post. So the new news as of July 29th is saying how Lil Nas X went from a kid living in the projects to a gay hip-hop star. A year ago, he was sleeping on his sister's couch with an empty bank account. So what happened to make him the most successful gay hip-hop star of all time? So this week, 20-year-old Lil Nas X pulled back the curtains on his life situation providing some insight on how he went from a poor young person living in Georgia, in the Georgia projects, to an out gay recording breakout star whose song has become Billboard's longest running number one track of all time. In a recent tweet, Lil Nas X wrote, "Wow, man, last year I was sleeping on my sister's floor, had no money, struggled to get plays on my music, suffering from daily headaches. Now I'm gay." Lil Nas X only recently gained notoriety after releasing Old Town Road, his musical collaboration with the country singer Billy Ray Cyrus. Old Town Road went on to break music records. Soon after releasing the song, Lil Nas X came out as gay, becoming the only artist to come out while having a number one hit record. His June 2019 album, Seven, but he came from humbler beginnings. Lil Nas X, born Lamar Hill, was born in a little town in Lilith Springs, population 15,000, outside of Atlanta, Georgia. After his parents divorced at the age of six, he was raised by his mother and grandmother in the Bankhead Courts project housing projects. The projects were surrounded by warehouses, industrial plants. The projects had chronic issues of backed up sewage and were reported so dangerous that mailmen had to walk with police escorts. Most of the residents were under the age of 19 and families headed by women. During this time, he knew many people whose loved ones had been murdered. During this time, he knew many people whose loved ones had been murdered. Yikes. 3 years later, at age nine, he and his little brother moved to his father's in Attrell, Georgia, a town of a population of 7,000 people, about 17 miles west of Atlanta. In an interview with Rolling Stones, Nas said, "I remember not wanting to go. I didn't want to leave what I was used to, but it was better for me. There's so much ish going on in Atlanta. If I would have stayed there, I would have fallen into the wrong crowd." He says he barely speaks with his mother and she hasn't spoke to him since Old Town Road came out. Rolling Stones writes, "Nas was a bright kid, a self-described class clown, but one who took schoolwork seriously. He started playing trumpet in fourth grade, and by junior high, he was good enough to make first chair, but he gave it up when he started high school because he didn't want to look lame. I wish I would have stayed in it," he says. As Nas started his high school, his social life migrated almost entirely online. He got deep into Twitter, making friends and posting memes and jokes across several different accounts to build a following so he'd have a platform to promote himself someday. At first, he tried his hand at comedy, posting goofy videos to Facebook and Vine. He eventually started studying computer science at the University of West Georgia. The summer after his freshman year, he experimented with making music and decided to drop out after a song he called Shame gained some popularity on SoundCloud. Rolling Stone reports he crashed at his sister's house and lived off the money she saved working as a cashier at Zaddybee's, a Georgia kitchen chain, and as an attendant at Six Flags, where she supervised kids' rides like Yosemite Sam's Wacky Wagons. He didn't have a car or even a driver's license. There was no point in a license, he says, because when am I gonna have a car? After failing to gain traction with the new musical experiments, he discovered a catchy banjo sample on YouTube, paid its creator $30 and wrote Old Town Road, a song about being a loner cowboy. He created it specifically with an eye towards going viral, writing easy-to-remember lyrics and promoting it by retweeting cheesy cowboy and horse images on Twitter. After began appearing on music charts, Nas signed a record deal with Columbia in New York City, and Cyrus recorded a verse for the Old Town Road remix. The rest is history. Now, Little Boy from the Projects is now one of the most successful gay hip-hop musicians of all time. Yes, Lil Nas X, you're winning. I love it. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. What a winning story. I want to have a story like that. So, we've got some more Canadian music in our vault. So I'm going to... Oh, you know what? I've been listening to a lot of... what's the guy's name again? Rupert Common. And I like his message. If you don't know who Rupert Common is, type that into your social medias and see what happens. He's a great dancer, artist, musician, all around great person. And I've been following him for a little bit, so there's a couple of tracks off of his new, what I call this, EP album, that I have been enjoying. Some really cool ideas in this music. So, let you have a listen. You can judge for yourself. Here's a track called Stanley Park. You might recognize some of the analogies and things in here. Here we go. 101.9 FM, CITR.
100-year celebration of Stanley Park. Over a century ago, this pristine piece of wilderness was set aside for all the city slickers to enjoy.
Why is it called Stanley Park? Who the fuck is Stanley? What's the original name? Oh, somebody tell me. Why's it called Vancouver? Once the home of the Grizzlies. He didn't find his place in the 19th century, no. It's been here since time immemorial. Same with the people of the land. Don't you know how the story goes? Why's it called Canada Geese? They were here before then. That's why I call them Turtle Island Geese when they're flying in the formation. This is not a country, it's a corporation. No conspiracy theory, that's a definition. Man-made date, man-made lake. Man-made love, man-made hate. Man-made war, man-made cake. Don't just stand there, emancipate, said. Man-made love, man-made hate. Man-made lake, man-made dates. Man-made war, man-made cake. Don't just stand there, emancipate, said. Why's it called Stanley Park? Who the fuck is Stanley? What's the original name? Oh, somebody tell me. Why's it called Vancouver? Once the home of the Grizzlies. He didn't find his place in the 19th century, no. It's been here since time immemorial. Same with the people of the land, with the people people of the land, with the people of the land. Immemorial, with the people of the land, with the people of the land. Immemorial, with the people of the land, with the people of the land. Immemorial, with the people of the land, with the people of the land. People of the land, with the people of the land. Immemorial, people of the land, with the people of the land, with the people of the land, with the people of the land. Immemorial.
Please, please, not just a radio station, we're a cool radio station, and we just want to chill. CITR and Discorder are having a poster-making collage night at Redgate from 7 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, July 30th. We'll bring the supplies, you just need to bring your body, heart, and soul, and an open mind. Come by for some snacks and stay for the memories. Right, Regina?
Please stop talking.
Okay.
Calling all artists. Calling all artists. Do you want to show your bride at UBC?
UBC is looking for individuals and teams to submit designs for a Pride installation.
It will debut as part of the UBC Pride event on September 6th.
Your installation will help raise awareness and visibility of the LGBTQ2SIA+ community.
Submissions from these communities are encouraged and will be prioritized.
Winners will receive $1,000 to help build the installations and $2,000 upon completion of the artwork.
Find all of the details at sustain.ubc.ca/prideart or look us up by searching for UBC Pride Installation Competition online.
Hurry! The deadline to apply is July 28th.
Yes, yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM, and I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you. Whew, we're having a great time listening to some cool new tracks. Oh, yes. And talking LGBT news, which is fun. I had an article about Lil Nas X, who's the cool breakout star. I'm sure you heard about his coming out all over social media / oh gosh, I want to say it's just been about everywhere. So wild, so good, and empowering too, which is always fun when you get that kind of stuff going on. Now I am expecting a phone call, but I don't see it happening yet. I also would like to talk about Strange Breed. They are a band from Vancouver, a lesbian band that I had the privilege and honor of interviewing just a few weeks ago, but now I think it's over like a month now. And they've been doing some really big things in the city, performing around the place. And also, since Pride is coming up, I know there's a big event happening at Fortune. Babes on Babes will be for the long weekend, this whole Pride weekend, and you can also see Strange Breed perform live on the big stage. Get your tickets, get your plans together, because, ooh man, if you miss out, you're really gonna miss out, and that won't be fun. Yeah, so what do I have here? 9:06. Oh, 9:02 according to the computer, but 9:06 on the desktop here. So yeah, I'll get into some Strange Breed. This song is called Closer. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. Queer FM, and you're hanging out with DJ Denise over here. Here we go.
More than I've ever been, baby. I think I'm closer to God. More than I've ever been, but even when he's at my door, I never let him in. I think I'm closer to you. I'm
Queer FM. Hello, hello, Queer FM.
Hi, I'm calling about the call at 9.
Yes, hi. Is this Jasmine?
Yes, sorry.
Perfect. Hi, please, we're on the air now. Please introduce yourself and tell people where you're calling from.
Okay. Hi, I'm Jasmine Smith, and I'm calling from North Vancouver.
Amazing. Yes. And so I've just been learning about you online, basically. Now, tell us more about the work that you've been doing and, you know, some of your life things you've got going on.
Okay. So I started transitioning in Calgary. And ever since then, I've been motivated to help transgender people.
Mm.
And being here, I've realized that there's not too many people that know about transgender and two-spirited people, so, and their issues. So that's what I've been focusing on. And I've written and directed a short film, and that film has been, I didn't realize the impact it would have just about my life and being transgender, and it just blew up. And now it's doing so well. So.
Wow. And you submitted it to the Queer Film Festival just recently?
Yes, I submitted it earlier this year, and it got accepted.
Amazing.
And then it's being played at Pride Montreal.
Wow.
And Indigenous Montreal and Short Films LGBTQ.
Oh, amazing. Now,
thank you.
Yeah, that's such a great feat. When did you do all of the footage, and like do you have a background in directing and you know, editing film and stuff like that?
No, I actually went to school to be a makeup artist.
Oh, okay.
So I had no idea about film.
Mm.
I had a friend who was working with this group of people that film Indigenous and Aboriginal people,
okay,
like their films or music video or whatever they want to write about.
Right.
So I decided to take that class, and I wanted people just to know about my story.
Yes.
And then I started getting messages on Facebook from transgender people, like, I needed to hear that, like, this is what I was going through, thank you, like, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, bringing it to the big screen so people can actually, you know, almost see themselves in what you're doing.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, do you have any future plans in film? Or are you going to, I noticed that you have another film, a longer documentary. This one's just a short, right?
Yeah, this is a short film. The longer documentary, hopefully I can film soon. It's just going to be a longer version about my life and more, just more detail and depth of transgender and two-spirited people.
Oh, okay.
So that people can get more of an understanding and awareness of two-spirited and transgender people.
Oh, yes. Yeah, then that's very important. Now, so what are your thoughts on Pride? Will you be participating in Pride Vancouver next weekend? Or this weekend, actually?
No, I actually won't. I am going to be learning how to fly a plane.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. So many different abilities you've got. Wow. How did that come about, flying a plane?
My husband actually wanted to do this, so we are actually going to learn together.
That's so great. Now, and you also have a business, a beauty business. Tell us more about your business. What is the name of the business?
Oh, it's called Transcendence Beauty.
Okay.
It is geared towards helping transgender women, cross-dressers, and drag queens.
Okay.
I started in Calgary with drag queens, and then I started with it, moved on to cross-dressers and transgender women, and then it just blew up.
Oh, nice.
Then I just started having, like, customers that were really, you know, up there and willing to pay whatever they wanted till they were happy with it, right? So,
right. Oh.
Yeah.
And going back to your life in Calgary, did you want to talk about the community that you lived in? Because I know you mentioned that there wasn't very much acceptance. I just wanted to, because I don't know Calgary or the area well.
Being in Calgary, it took me a long time to get into a circle where I fit in.
Okay.
And the community there was just a little bit different than here.
Oh.
Maybe it's just because there is no big whole street about like celebrating.
Oh, Jasmine, do we still have you? We'll have to wait for Jasmine to call us back. I think we've been disconnected. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM, and I am DJ Denise. We've got Strange Breed still on the go, so we'll get back into the Closer song and see if Jasmine will be able to call us back. Here we go, Strange Breed with Closer.
I think I'm closer to you.
Hello, Jasmine? Jasmine, have we got you there?
Yes, sorry, my phone cut out.
Oh, dear. Everything okay now?
Yes, everything's fine.
Oh, good, good, good. Yes. Yeah, I was trying to find out the community that you lived in. Is there a nation or a band that did you live on a reservation, or were you just in northern Saskatchewan areas?
Oh, I lived on a reservation, a First Nation in Saskatchewan for quite a... I grew up on the reserve.
Oh, did you?
Till I was about 16.
Oh, okay.
And then I moved off the reserve just to find myself. And yeah, and then I discovered that I was gay, and I came out as gay when I was like 20. Yeah, and I lived in Saskatoon and Regina and city for city, just trying to find myself.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a long journey, too.
Yeah.
Oh, and how old are you now, like, with your journey?
I'm transitioning, and I'm married now, so I'm really happy and content with how my life is going, especially being in North Vancouver. And we're planning on eventually, we have two dogs right now, me and my husband, so we're just planning on getting more dogs and eventually settling down and buying a house, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, whoa. Those are important things, too. Would you be into helping other transgender people? Because I know you mentioned that people were reaching out after they saw your short, I Am Me.
Oh, yes. I would, like, with the impact on the film, I Am Me, I would love to help transgender people. That was the whole reason why I decided to do kind of a second version.
Oh.
Which is going to be called Transcendence. I wanted to make a longer version, which will be just explaining transgender and two-spirited people, and hopefully give them awareness of being who they are, right?
Right,
so I just want to give that out there and help people, and hopefully give them acceptance in the community, right? So that people don't have to come up to you and ask you all these weird questions. Why do you do it?
Oh,
where are you from? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this video will answer all those questions that people have.
Right. Yeah, it's super important. So what does Pride mean to you? Because it's Pride season in Vancouver, and that's the big question.
Pride means... Pride means coming together and loving one another.
Mm.
Just being proud of who you are. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm growing, coming from a small community, I was barely accepted anywhere. High school, outside of high school. And being in a big city and celebrate, this is like the third time I've been able to celebrate Pride here.
Mm. Oh, good.
I love it.
Yes.
People are so friendly. There's so much going on, you know. It's just It's awesome. I just love it.
Oh, well, is there anything you would change about Pride in... Well, if it's the third one you've been in Vancouver, is there anything you'd change about Pride in Vancouver?
Well, I've come to a Pride quite a few years ago, I think 2010.
Oh, good.
And then last year, and this year. So I guess there wasn't really too much things that I would change about Pride, just because I don't... I'm not a huge drinker, so I don't go out a lot. So I just basically just, you know.
Yeah, just, well, and I think Pride, actually, they've included that too now. They've included a sober space, which I think is really cool. So that's a thing that I'm glad they added.
Yeah, they definitely should. Yeah, that's awesome.
Right? Yeah, that's so cool. Now, do you have any, you know, I want to say mentors that you look up to with what you're doing, like with all of your beauty stuff and also your filmmaking and directing? Oh, did we lose you again, Jasmine? Uh-oh. Seems our connection's a little shoddy there. We'll have to say goodbye to Jasmine and finish off with this Strange Breed track. And I hope you people all who are listening have a wonderful Pride. It's 9:20, 9:16, two separate times on my clocks. That's okay. I'm going to get right into this. Finish up Strange Breed. Here we go.
I think I'm closer to God, more than I've ever been. But even when he's at my door, I never let him in. I think I'm closer to you. Closer to you. I think I'm closer than I've ever been. I think I'm closer than I've ever been. Never, never, ever, ever, never end. I think I'm closer than I've ever been.
try to read the signs. You're playing nice. I think I'm catching fire right here tonight. Yeah, you're saying all the simplest things, keeping me hanging by a thread. Take me down to darker places. I can't hear you, what you're saying. Take me down to darker places where we lose all translation. No, no, baby, just take it all. No need to wait. I'm secretly wanting more than what we crave. Yeah, you're saying all the simplest things.
This is a rectangular, mind-filling, word-containing whatchamacallit called a book. B-O-O-K, book. To read.
If you love books, art, zines, art books, zine art, books about zine art, zines about art books, or some other combination of those three words, why not come volunteer for the Vancouver Art Book Fair? Gain valuable experience, make cool friends, and score free merch. It's a great way to develop skills in event production, leadership, fundraising, and more. The Vancouver Art Book Fair takes place October 18th to 20th, but volunteer registration closes July 31st, so hurry! To register, visit VancouverArtBookFair.com. Bard on the Beach, Shakespeare Festival's 30th season, is running now until September 21st. It's housed in two modern theater tents and situated on the spectacular waterfront setting of Vancouver's Vanier Park. On the BMO main stage is Taming of the Shrew, a hilarious runaway hit inspired by Bard's 2007 Wild West production. This plays in repertory with the Elizabethan-era romantic comedy Shakespeare in Love. On the Howard Family stage, there are two new innovative productions, Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well, set in India in the 1940s, and Coriolanus, a no-holds-barred political tragedy filled with resonance for our time. For tickets and information, visit bardonthebeach.org.
Yes, yes, 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you. Got some fun events lined up to let you know about. This is that run-up to Pride, so things are going to be good. Things are going to be fun. Well, one of my favorites, like I was talking about, Rupert Common. I noticed, wow, they're having Stew Jams on Tuesday here at Redgate, 9 p.m. tonight till 1 a.m. Redgate is on Main Street. Let me just double check what the address is again. 1965 Main Street, so nice and close to the SkyTrain station if you want to get down there. And check out some live ciphering. What happens is they just get together. They have a four-piece or five-piece band, and people just say whatever's on their mind. Like, you could do some spoken word. If it, you know, goes along with the beat, the band is all behind, backing you up. And they usually do four people at a time, too. So there's no format or set or anything like that. You don't, and you can even come down, and if you have a song that you've already, you've memorized, maybe practice that with a band behind you. I would say that's cool practice too. All right, so that's tonight. I also see Afro Van Connection presents Ital Vibe Tuesdays at the Pace. That is 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. That sounds like a good time all day. Now, also, Pride at the Pier 2019 is happening at the Shipbuilders Square. This is put on by Vancouver Pride Society from 5 p.m. till 9. Excuse me, moving on to Wednesday, live music with Leah Holt is happening at the Blackbird Public House. 6 p.m. till 8, Bingo for Life, Vancouver Friends for Life Society is hosting their event, 7 till 9:30. I also see Blackout, a Britney Spears drag musical. Oh dear, is sold out at the Rickshaw Theater. Alternative Pride Vancouver is happening in various locations on the unceded Coast Salish territory, 9 p.m. till 7, and this is all tomorrow, by the way, so type that into your social medias to see what you can find. I will be working on Thursday at the Red Party, hosted by Butterflies and Spirit. JB, the First Lady, will be performing a few tracks there, which I'm really excited about. So the Pace is at 520 Alexander Street in Vancouver. Like I said, I'll be there. 6:30 till 12. More stuff. Lipstick Jungle Pride, Thursday, August 1st. It's happening at 1181 Davy Street, 7 p.m. till midnight. They've got a special DJ coming in from San Francisco, so check that out. Ooh, Pride in Chinatown, also on Thursday, 7 p.m. till 11, at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden. This is put on by Arts and Leisure. Those are some of the people putting it together. Oh, also Thursday, Babes on Babes and Bands Pride Edition, featuring Pac AD. I thought that was on the weekend, but okay. It's at venue 881 Granville Street. Looks like tickets are $17 to $20. You can get them at Eventbrite. And like I was saying, Strange Breed is included. Landline, who were formerly known as, what are they called again? Sorry, Edith. And Pac AD. So this is like a huge thing. Oops, early bird tickets are all sold out, looks like. So check that all out. More stuff for Thursday. Whew, that's big. Now, Continuing on with the weekend. This computer. There's even a note here that says this computer is sluggish, so bear with me. I'm going as fast as I can looking at the events here. So, Friday, August 2nd, Davy Village Promenade from 5 p.m. till 11. You can go check that out. There's going to be a march also on Friday, 5:30 till 8:30. 2019 Trans Two-Spirit Gender Queer Intersex March is starting at 1500 East 14th Avenue at Commercial. 5:30 till 8:30. So I'd say get there around 5 to see people gathering and to find out what's happening. Looks like a good thing there. Another march to get yourself involved in. Now, also, so after you're done your Pride March, you can go to Greece, the drag show at Celebrities, hashtag Pride 2019, which is 8 p.m. till 10 p.m., hosted by All My Bitches. Check that out. Also, I guess right after the drag show, there's another show, Downtown Queer Party at Celebrities, UG, hashtag Pride 2019. This is 10 p.m. till 2 a.m., so they'll be dancing after the drag show. Blow Pony Van City 8.2 is also happening at the Biltmore from 10:30 till 3 a.m. You can go check that out. And, Saturday, August 3rd, the 16th, Vancouver Dyke March is happening at Grandview Park, 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. I also have a note here that the Rainbow Band at the Dyke March will be gathering at 11:30. So if you have an instrument and you want to join, and you know a few songs, well, maybe check in with the Rainbow Band. And so you know what to do, what songs to play, or what they will be playing in the march. Get in contact there. Ooh, I almost forgot. Wow, I'm doing so many things. So, Le Hangover, the Pride parking lot pool party, is also happening. Wait, how many different pool parties are there? Okay, there's two separate ones. So there's a Warehouse Le Hangover on Saturday. This one I'm not on. So you can know about it, but I won't be there. Just kidding. I might be there. We'll see what the plan is. But that's also Saturday, so check out the Warehouse, 1 p.m. till 7:30. Reunite Family Fundraiser is also happening, 1803 East 1st Avenue. Rhythm of the Night Pride, 90s Club Kids, 80s Gay Bar Gold, that at the Warehouse as well. Saturday, 9 p.m. till 3, Lick Club, Pride Queer Pride Dance Party is at the Clubhouse, August 3rd, 9 p.m. till 2:30. LIP Vancouver Queer Pride is happening at Redgate, 10:30 till 4 a.m. Whoa, that's late. Never seen anything that late in my life. By Felicia is also on Saturday, 10:30 till 3 a.m. at the Biltmore. Dream Girls Pride Edition, so you'll get to see some fun drag performances there. And then, Sunday is the big day for Pride. The Pride Parade will be rolling down the street. Starting where? Starting on Robson Street. Going down, what's that there? Denman. And then finishing off on Beach Avenue. So you can enjoy that. The parade usually starts at around noon and then lasts till the very last float heads down Beach Avenue at around 3, and then all the festivities kick off. Sunset Beach and you name it, they've got it. And so I see 2 p.m. Pride Special, Public Disco by Felicia, Club NA. What do I have here? 14 West 7th Avenue in Vancouver. And also History Sunday at Celebrities Pride 2019 is 2 p.m. till 4 a.m. Celebrities Nightclub. So La Hangover 2 parking lot pool party featuring Daya Burger from New York is the one that I'm DJing at. It starts at 3 p.m. and it finishes at 9. That is at the clubhouse. The clubhouse is on 1st Avenue. Let me get the address right. 238 East 1st Avenue in Vancouver. Check me out. I'll be on the decks. I don't know my set time yet, but follow me on Instagram, DJ Denise 35. Follow me on Twitter, Denise, DJ Denise 0477. Follow me on Facebook, DJ Denise and Denzinate Productions. Probably see some lives of me doing something. Who knows? Where else is there Pride stuff? Okay, so I barely made it through Sunday. Sunday's still going. Whoa. There's also Pride at Redgate, queer bands and dame DJs all night, 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. Redgate, as I mentioned earlier, is on Main Street, 1965 Main Street. Babes on Babes is going again at Fortune on Sunday, 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. Pride Sunday, it says, featuring TT the Artist. Also, Level Up Pride, queer hip-hop and rap dance party at the Warehouse, 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. Queers in Paradise is an after-party. You'll have to message for the location because it will be an after-hours type deal where you'll need to have the private info. So type in Queers in Paradise Pride After Hours if you're into the After Hours sitch. But I'll definitely be long in my bed sleeping because that would be a lot of sun and fun, too much fun for me. Well, that was great. I hope you were able to scribble down a few of the things that are going on and you have a wonderful and safe Pride. I have some more new music from a lovely fella named Reed. Reed has a new single out called Gladiator. I just need to remember, what has Reed changed his name to again? Reed Zakos. That is it. I need to change everything to that. The song's called Gladiator. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM and I'm DJ Denise. Here we go.
I'm glad he hated. dance through danger.
Battle bruise, We are High School for Recording Arts Los Angeles.
You may have heard about our school in Minnesota, but we started something new and great right here in LA.
HSRA is the new family in town. Our students have created the song Smashing Out to let others feel our energy and to represent the culture HSRA is building.
We all came from different backgrounds, and we're seeking a different form of learning. We found it here at HSRA.
Together, we started a student record label. Smashing Out is the first song we produce.
We also just dropped the music video for this song. It represents our energy, our personalities, and our culture.
You can find us on IG at HSRA_LA, and you can contact me, our student manager, Empress, E-M-P-R-E-S-S dot Hill 01 at UvilleCharter.org, or reach the school at 320-428-0854.
320-428-0854. Dreamy till I see that it's
SRA. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. Just about to be out of the studio. I got one more track with Georgie Holiday, Peaches. Here we go, 101.9.
Away from you, it's got me up. You've got me up. Stop me up. Before I up. I've been sitting pretty long before you met me. I've been looking over my shoulder, keeping an eye out for my brother. Stomped in city from me, you alone. You just haunt me in every corner. Down you mill aside, I'm over your thrills on a dose, on a dose. You think that you is so big and roll, but you is simple. I don't find you interesting at all. In fact, I find you kind and dull.
Never looking back, the keys to the cash box stashed by the back door. Scene full of actos, tripping over backwards. Sitting on these beaches, I be perched with a backwards. Life's moving past you, never looking back, the keys to the cash box stashed by the back door. Scene full of actos, tripping over backwards. Sitting on these beaches, I be perched with a backwards.
Hey, it ain't like it used to be. Sitting on peaches, we away from the leeches. Myself away from
supposed to be mine. It's my party and I cry if I want to, cry if I want to.
cry too if it happened to you. Giant swaying above me, this verdant world set me free.